Do you want to get smarter about your health but feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction? Well, I deeply understand that, and that's why I want to find a source that we both could trust, you and me. And I found this podcast. So let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter, healthier choices every single week. And don't just take my word for it. Avid podcast fan Joanne's Apple Review says this. Joanne's Apple Review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is always informative and always understandable, and that she's definitely a healthier person listening to this and following Zoe's advice, which I love. We love sources that you can trust. And if you're ready to join millions of others like Joanne, transforming their health and like me, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to your podcast. I promise you will not regret it. It is an awesome show, and I've learned so much from it. Go check it out.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you are anything like us and this episode found you, it is probably because you are a highly sensitive, intuitive, creative being. So congratulations, because that is such a fucking gift, even though sometimes it feels like our greatest test in this lifetime. And today, I have the perfect person to dive into this wonderful topic with. I also am very highly sensitive and therefore highly intuitive and creative, and I love those things about me, but navigating sensitivity, navigating emotions, navigating transmuting and alchemizing feelings and observations into art is something that I'm still learning about every single day. It's definitely a constant learning process in this lifetime. And I have somebody who I'm so excited to introduce you guys to. I think if you don't know her already, you're going to fall deeply in love with her. Also, the video of us, the full-length video, is out exclusively for the Soul in Progress community. If you want to watch that, click below, join the app. Because I have. I mean, I already knew that I would be in love with her. I've been on her podcast, Apricity, and I fell in love with her then and there because, I mean, she is just definitely an intellect. She is brilliant, and just so well-spoken and so reflective of the world. It's very clear that she is an observer of life, and I think that is something that I crave to learn from, and I'm just so excited for all of you guys to fall in love with her today, too, because Sion Camille is truly an amazing person, and her energy literally feels like sunshine. Actually, can you tell us real quick, Sion, come to the mic. Welcome to Skinny Dipping.
Hello.
Welcome in. The Skinny Dippers are so excited to have you because I'm so excited to have you. What does Apricity mean? That's the name of your podcast.
Yes. First of all, what an introduction.
I literally love you.
I got chills listening to that. I was like, how amazing can someone make you feel before you come on a podcast to speak? Aww. Like, I was just like, oh.
Well, you
Thank
literally
you
are amazing, and like it's genuinely just straight from the heart, nothing written out, nothing planned. That's genuinely how I feel about you. I feel like we're meant to be friends for sure.
I think so too.
Tell us what Apricity means.
Apricity means the warmth of the sun in the winter.
That's what you are. That's how I feel about you. I swear to God, it's been like a long winter day, and then you are just the warmth of sunshine, and that is why I wanted you to say that, because I'm just like, that is who you are. And I'm so excited to have you on today. Welcome to Skinny Dipping.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I can't believe we're in person together. And
at Spotify.
Finally, at Spotify. I finally got to meet you. And like instantly when you hugged me, I was just like, oh, this friendship is so aligned.
I'm so lit up. And I feel like it's because we are so similar in so many ways. And today we're going to be diving into being a sensitive person. Have you always been a sensitive person? Is that something that you saw as you know, a benefit in your life, or did it feel like a disadvantage? What has your experience been with discovering and nurturing your sensitivity?
Yeah, I have always been a deep feeler. Since I was little, I have always just had all these emotions and not known what to do with all of them. So as a kid, I would kind of just run from them. And as a teenager, I would run from them. And no matter where I went, my emotions came with me. So a big part of my journey on this earth, and I think my evolvement as a person, has been learning to sit with my emotions and accept them and not demonize them.
Okay. Yeah. Making them wrong.
Yeah. Not making them a bad or good thing, because I think a lot of it is our conditioning. Like, we're taught that, like, anger is bad. We're taught that sadness is something that we shouldn't show. And so when we swallow these feelings down and try to numb them, it turns out in depression, it comes out in anxiety. And that was something that I had to really work through and be like, why are these feelings coming up? How can I give these feelings space? And then how do I learn to accept them and not see myself as someone who's flawed or someone who's messed up?
Yes, because I feel like that's what we all do, is we have these big feelings and we feel them very deeply, and then we're like, something's wrong with me, I'm broken, why doesn't everyone else feel this way? And I don't know if it's that everyone doesn't feel that way, it's just some people are more in tune with it. And I feel like some of us in this lifetime have been given this opportunity to learn through deep feeling. And also, some people just don't talk about it.
Totally.
Yeah.
And being someone who's highly sensitive is such a superpower. And when I was younger, it felt like the thing that held me back the most in my life, because I was so afraid of it. I was like, what do I do with all of this emotion?
And you were telling me in our episode on your podcast, which go listen to, guys, after this or right now, it doesn't matter, but it's such a good episode. You were saying that you struggled with depression. You were on depression medication. Can you talk about that experience a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. So I went through a pretty traumatic experience when I was 11 years old. I was in a really bad motor accident and I was hospitalized, had to relearn how to walk. And obviously that is a very hard thing to go through. And so at 12, 13, I developed depression once I was able to process kind of what had happened to me and just how fleeting life is. Like, I was like, oh my God, I almost died.
Yeah, you had a near-death experience.
Yeah, I had a near-death experience. And so
I love talking to people with near-death experiences, by the way. Like, I don't know, it's just like such a random thing, but I'm always like, I love to know what happens afterwards, because I think it just opens us up to a completely different perspective on what it means to live when we experience something close to death.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really don't think that I saw the light of that experience until much later, until I was 17, 18. And I was like, okay, actually, this horrible thing I had to go through helped me develop so much empathy for other people and what they're going through. And I think that's one of the best parts about being someone who goes through something really hard, whatever it is. You have a deeper ability to feel for other people and to connect with other people, because you've been through it. Yeah.
Quick little reminder to subscribe. Beep boop. I literally love you guys. You are so inherently worthy. I love the vibe with me and Sion in this episode. I had the most amazing community meeting, and it was so crazy because we all shared what was going on in our lives and we were all mirrors of each other. And like, that's what I want for this community, is for it to extend into a conversation. And that happened Sunday. We're doing one more this month where we did a 15 minute meditation together, and then we kind of all shared what was going on and really talked it out, and it just felt so supportive and uplifting. And I'm just so grateful for the Soul in Progress community. I created a video a day for January. So for example, this week we have EFT tapping for confidence. We have 15 minutes for everything you need, meaning you get movement, meditation, breath work, all in 15 minutes. We have a breath work to Rihanna, of course.
We have a meditation. We have EFT tapping for attracting your dreams and another 15-minute video for everything that you need. And then the rest of the month, there is so many amazing videos. It's one video each day. If you want to join the Soul in Progress community, I actually just changed the price because I realized I made it not as affordable as I would like it to. So now it is $8.88 per month. Check it out below. There's a free trial for 5 days. I love you guys so much. Let's get back to the episode. And I hope to see you in the Soul in Progress community. And once you join, please DM me if you have things going on in your life. I can help you out like individually one-on-one there. Okay, love you guys.
When you've experienced the suffering, you can then understand other people's and therefore offer more grace, more compassion, more understanding because you're like, I've been there.
Yeah. And I tried to numb how intense my feelings were as a teenager.
What would that look like?
I drank. I honestly would just hang out with people to distract myself. Mm-hmm. Like I would spend as much time as possible with my friends. I smoked weed. Like, and none of those things are bad.
Yeah. And you still do those things.
And I still do those things.
In a different intention.
It's just the energy behind why you're doing those things. Are you doing it to elevate how you're feeling and like you're already feeling good, or are you doing it to escape your reality and escape your problems? And as a teenager, I just wanted to escape so badly, and I ended up taking a lot of antidepressants, and I was going through therapy at the same time. And then eventually I was nearing the end of high school. I was 17 years old, and I was like, I still don't feel better. Like, running from myself is not giving me anything.
Yeah. How debilitating does that feeling feel when you're like, I've been working on this for so long. I'm trying to, quote unquote, like, kind of fix myself. Like, what was that experience like, being like, okay, well, this isn't fucking working. Like, that's so frustrating.
I think it was the energy behind everything I did was from a place of self-hatred. And like, I struggled with disordered eating, and I would just hated my body so much. I hated who I was as a person. For what reason, I don't know. Like, it just, the energy behind everything was coming from a place of disliking myself. And I was like, okay, well, this is not working, so something's got to change. And I decided to move from a place of love instead, and allow love to be the undercurrent emotion to every single thing I did.
Wow.
The way I talked to myself, the way I talked to others, what foods I ate, the, you know, what spaces I was showing up in, what energy was it coming from? And only then did I see the shift.
Yeah. Well, was there like a transformational moment that you like remember, or was it a series of moments that led you from being able to transition from self-hatred as the undercurrent and the motivation, the external motivation for what you did, the decisions that you made, to the undercurrent of love, acting out of a place of, oh, I'm doing this because I love myself and I want to nurture myself and I want to take care of myself, therefore I'm making these decisions? Was there like one moment, or was it like just so many series of moments? Is there something, a memory that comes up for you as I'm saying this?
So I decided to go off of my antidepressants when I was 18 years old, and that was really when I was able to feel all of my emotions fully. And I did this with a therapist, and I'm so thankful I had such an amazing therapist, and I love therapy.
Yes.
Strong believer.
Huge
in
advocate.
It. You can't do everything alone, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
you shouldn't have to.
And you shouldn't have to. And I remember I had gone off of my antidepressants, and it had been 3 months since I'd taken them. And one of the things I did every single day to cope with coming off of them was I would go walk by the ocean, because I grew up in Southern California. And I realized that I instantly felt grounded and safe when I was connected to source and when I was out in nature, walking barefoot or just looking at the ocean. And I implemented that as a practice in my life. And then at the time also, I'm not vegan anymore, but I was vegan, and I was really into just eating for health, like eating foods that made me feel good. And I also committed myself every single morning to exercise, which really raises your vibration. We talked about that on my podcast. And once I had all of those things, I think, in motion together, combined with this is coming from a place of love, only then did I feel like there was a big shift. And it wasn't really one moment, but it was more of a feeling of feeling good in my life.
Yeah, I'm feeling like happy to be alive.
Yeah, feeling lit up.
Picture this. You're hanging out in your favorite spot, headphones on, and the world around you begins to fade away. When listening to Dipsy stories, you're immersed in a vivid world where every touch, every breath, every stolen glance is felt with breathtaking intensity. And I just think that women's minds work differently. Like, to get turned on, we need to activate all our senses. It's not just super physical for us. It's very mental. And that's why I love Dipsy stories, because it gets me truly hotter than anything else. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. And you can discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups. It's honestly so sexy, so hot. And new content is released every week. And it's also very inclusive, which we absolutely love. So let Dipsy be your go-to place to spice things up, give you some me time, and explore your fantasies, and just, you know, relax and unwind and spend time with yourself. So for listeners of the show, Dipsy is going to give you 30 days for free, a free extended trial for 30 days when you go to dipsystories.com/skinnydipping. It's also going to be linked below, but yes, it's free. I'm not kidding. We love free things. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/skinnydipping. Again, that's dipseastories.com/skinnydipping. It's going to be linked below. Go check it out. And why not? It's free.
It is 2024. So if you've been thinking of getting your skincare down to a science, to look glowing from the inside out, from the root source, this is for you. We're talking about today's sponsor, which is OneSkin. OneSkin has a revolutionary approach for tackling skin aging and dullness at the source, from the root, backed by science. So basically, it's powered by a groundbreaking peptide they discovered called OS1, which is the first ingredient scientifically proven to prevent the accumulation of these aged sentient cells, which is kind of what makes our skin not as nice. So the real magic is this OS1, because it has been proven to make your skin more healthier and hydrated and literally glowing. And I can tell, I've been using it for months and my skin looks absolutely phenomenal. Whenever I use especially their under eye product, I really find that my eyes look so bright and beautiful in the morning, and I just love it. I've been a user for, was it like 5-6 months now? And I don't use anything else at this point. So for a limited time, our listeners of Skinny Dipping can enjoy an exclusive 15% off of OneSkin products under the code, all caps, Skinny Dipping. It's also going to be linked below, okay, when you check out at oneskin.co. This has absolutely changed my skincare routine, and I love that it's, you know, created by women, backed by science, and it gets to the root cause. So OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. OneSkin addresses skin health at a molecular level, targeting the root causes of aging so skin feels and appears so much younger. And it's time to just get started. So again, that is going to be oneskin.co, also linked below, with all caps, Skinny Dipping, to get 15% off. Let's get back to the episode. Invest in yourself this new year.
Like, yeah. I remember when I would go for my runs, like by the ocean, walks, runs, whatever, I was running and I was listening to...
Tell us.
Honestly, A$AP Rocky. Like, I loved A$AP so Rocky. Hot. Yeah, I loved A$AP Rocky as a teenager. But I just remember, like, smiling while I was running, because I was like, I am so in my body right now. And, like, I had showed up on that run feeling so terrible that day. Like, I didn't want to go for a run. But the sun was setting. It was so beautiful outside. And I was like, I am here. I am alive. I feel terrible sometimes, but I also feel great. And maybe that's just being human. Like, maybe I'm going to feel these opposite experiences. And the fact that I have the power to turn around how I feel, like, I can feel terrible, can use tools to shift. Yeah.
So what are your favorite tools? Walking, movement, what else?
Yes. I think honestly, opposite action is a huge thing in my life. So, for example, let's say I'm having a really bad self-image day and I'm like, I don't want to be perceived. I don't want to go outside. I don't want anyone to see me. Is that going to make me feel better? No.
So,
like, the urge is to isolate. Opposite action would be to go be in a space with people who make me feel loved.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, I literally love that. I actually heard in a YouTube video with Hitomi last week, and she was saying, I act in opposition to what my limiting beliefs are telling me to do. That reminds me of what she said, and I literally wrote it down in my notes immediately because I'd never thought about that, because that is an actionable step in itself. Because to know, we are able as humans to conceptualize the opposite of whatever we're doing, because our brain really does kind of work in extremes. So to ask myself, okay, this version of myself who wants to isolate, what's the opposite? What's the radical act of self-love that I can do right now? And that's that, is when you want to isolate, going and being with friends. When you want to lay in bed all day, going on a walk. You know? It's just totally. That's a beautiful actionable step to really begin to step into the driver's seat of your life. That's really what I'm hearing, is like, there was a lot of things that you were using to cope as a teenager. And then as you turned 18, stepping into that adulthood, by having to combine all these things to better your mindset and better how you felt in your body, combining of those things and knowing that you were the one taking action, you were the one doing that, builds that self-confidence, builds that self-trust, and puts you back into the driver's seat of your life.
Totally. I mean, we're the creators of our lives.
Really are.
Like, if you want something, no one is going to do it for you but you. And exactly. In ways that's scary. Like, it's like, oh, this is up to me. Like, I have to figure this scary. Out. But also, that's so empowering. Like, you can create whatever you want for yourself.
No, I love that. And it's kind of like being like, you, like, it's literally just the attitude behind something. Because you can be doing the exact same thing on the outside, but if the intention is different, it shifts the entire outcome. So it's like, oh my God, like, I'm so, like, alone. It's like, oh my God, I'm so alone. I get to spend time with myself. Or, oh my God, like, I have control of my life. This is so scary. To, oh my God, I have control of my life. This is so exciting. And actually, my body doesn't know the difference between anxiety and excitement. It just feels like the same thing. And there's just a lot of big changes going on. Like, it's just in those little intention and energy shifts that we realize, okay, like, whatever you're experiencing, like, you are the creator. And that might be scary as fuck. That may be terrifying. But also, how brilliant, how amazing, how exciting. So have you, your writer, of course.
Yes.
You're an amazing writer.
Thank you.
And I feel like you can see that in your podcast. I'm like, did she write this out? No. I know that you're just like free flowing on the mic, but it like feels like it's a poem. Like, your podcast feels like poetry.
Thank you so much.
And seriously though, it really does. It feels like warm sunshine in the winter. I'm dead serious. It's a prissity. That's literally what it feels like. And you are an amazing writer. How has being a highly sensitive person, experiencing a lot of emotions, moving through depression at a young age to feeling lit up, accepting, you know, all the big emotions that you're experiencing, learning along the way, now you're 24, how has writing and art and creativity allowed you to like alchemize or transform or move through or make friends with those really big feelings and being a very highly sensitive person?
I love that question so much.
It's the question of the day. That's what we all want to know.
Such a great question. I think when you realize that by accepting all of your emotions, you're allowing them space in your life to be channeled into different things. And you can't rid yourself of unwanted emotions, but you can channel them. So,
okay,
I have
say
a lot
more.
Of,
That's
I have
so
a lot
juicy.
Of anger. Yeah, I have a lot of anger over one situation, right? Mm-hmm. I can sit here and be angry, or I can go for a run and have a really good run or a really good lift.
Yeah,
like I'm pushing out all of that energy, like when I'm like lifting this weight, or you know, like
kickboxing
or dancing.
Dancing.
Dancing is a great one. Like,
it really is.
Whatever, you know, pick your poison, but your emotions are something that can be channeled. And I felt so much sadness, but I also felt a lot of joy, and I recognized a lot of beauty in the world around me. And I was like, okay, I am going to create a portal, a space for all of this to exist freely. And I really tapped into writing as my favorite form of art. I also do pastel too, but that is more when I don't feel like I have the words, I'll just try to
put it into color.
Yeah, put it into color. Yeah. I also love that I do abstract pastel, so there's no rules and there's no.
I love that.
Whereas
that's what I need.
Yeah, honestly, we should do pastels together. That's the next thing we're gonna do.
I'm like, am I gonna just move to LA?
Yeah, you should. Honestly, you should. But yeah, I channeled a lot of my sadness and my joy into art. And by doing that, I, in the last year, have compiled a book together.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
When you texted me that, I literally was like, my eyes just lit up. I got so excited. So what's going to be in the book?
It is a book of poems and practices for healing.
Oh my God.
And it really is just a compilation of work that 17-year-old me needed.
Yeah.
Because when I was younger, I felt so alone in the way I felt. And I thought, I'm the only person in the world who has these big feelings. We all think that when we're 17.
Yeah.
But it really is just like the things that have transformed me, the practices on my healing journey so far. And they're tangible practices that you can actually implement. Because I felt like, okay, there's a lot of self-help books out there. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't want to sit down and read a whole book.
No.
So I can
They want to experience.
Yeah, they want to experience. I can summarize a practice in one page, you know? But then also, I just love art. I love art. And I love the idea of you and I might go to a museum and we'll look at a painting and we'll walk away having completely different takeaways, feelings, maybe things we learned. And that was why I kept it as poems and practices. So the first half is poetry and the second half is practices.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I love that. Literally so many chills right now because I feel like especially poetry allows us to express things, like you said, in a way that's so interpretive that everyone gets something completely different from the experience, and it's not a one-size-fits-all. Like, art, creation, alchemizing, emotions, healing, spirituality, mental health, it is not a one-size-fits-all. Of course, there's things that we can, like, say that will relate to a lot of people, but it's so individual and unique to our own experience as Kayla in this body, as Sion in this body, in this, like, current human little avatar experience. So I literally love that. What would be your advice for, like, younger you or somebody who is struggling to express or feel? Maybe they just don't even want to feel at all, or maybe when they do feel, it just feels really overwhelming. Maybe there's lots of reactivity going on, lots of, like, outbursts, or maybe they just feel really sad, really low, really stuck, and they also want to alchemize. They also want to transmute these feelings through art, through words, through creation. What would you say to that person? Like, what is the tangible piece of advice?
I would say create a practice and create a sacred space to feel those emotions. Because when I started writing, and I was like, this chair that I always sit on when I write, I would just get my journal out. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be crazy. But I put my headphones on, listen to whatever emotion of music I'm feeling. Like, if I'm really sad, I'd listen to Lana Del Rey. Mm. If I wanted to feel really dreamy, I'd listen to Genesis by Grimes, you know, whatever yeah. I wanted to channel. And I would just write I'd set a timer, like 30 minutes or an hour. You can start with 5 minutes if you don't have a practice in place yet. And you're like, this is intimidating me to just, like, even tap into this side of me. But I think having a space where you do it, setting time aside to do it, and then doing it without judgment.
Mm.
Not expecting your art to be the best thing you've ever created.
Yes.
Or, you know, whatever you're doing.
I love that you're setting a timer too. Because I feel like there's this fear of commitment. that a lot of us have when showing up for our art, when showing up for even our movement practices. Like, we have this almost fear of commitment because, one, we're self-sabotaging because we know how brilliant we are and how good it can be, and that all feels like a little scary. And also, I feel like just with, I don't know, immediate satisfaction in this world, like people getting things so instantly, instant gratification, that's the word that I'm looking for. I feel like a lot of us don't know yet is the operative word, because we're learning how to make the time and create the time for those practices. So I love that you're saying, like, setting up a space, having like a certain chair you sit on or a certain song that you listen to, because I think creating that ritualistic practice makes it feel like, okay, this is intentional. And then other times it'll just hit you and you just like have to write in that moment. But it's important to really show up and continue to show up even when you don't feel those like urges of creativity channeling through you and pouring out of you. Does that make sense?
That is so true. I love what you just said, because you can't rely on motivation.
No. Like, you have to be committed. And I don't like discipline committed. That much anymore. Yeah. I like the word discipline, but I like commitment. Mm. I want to be committed to myself, to my healing, to my art. And it always makes me feel better. That's the thing. That's what I use as my motivation. It's the internal motivation of, I'm going to feel so much better after I do this.
Yeah. After is the key word. Because, like, for example, this morning I was like, I don't really feel like going for a run right now. And I was like, Sion, every single time you go for a run, you feel ecstatic and ecstatic and excited about life. Like, go for your run. I go for the run. I feel amazing. Went and did a cold plunge. Do I feel like being in freezing cold water?
No.
Like, no
it's
one
uncomfortable.
Does. And also just knowing, like, you love yourself enough to do things that are uncomfortable and that don't feel good, maybe in the moment, to feel good after.
Totally. And just knowing, like, this makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I used. Totally. Wait, I literally love that. Is anything coming up for you right now that you really feel like you want people to understand or realize about having these big emotions and alchemizing them? Like, what if people really can't, they feel like they can't, it's not that they can't, they feel like they can't tap into that channeling? Like, what are your tips for stepping into that channeling mode? We have, number one, like, create that sacred space. Number one, create that sacred space, create that kind of like ritualistic practice. Does anything come up for you where you're like, this also works for me?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is removing yourself from stimulation so that those emotions can even have space to come up.
Yeah.
Because, like,
are you giving them the space?
Are you
to
giving
show
them
up?
The space? Yeah. Like, that's why so many people love meditation. They're like, oh, I have the best thoughts when I'm meditating or when I'm taking a shower.
Showers, yeah.
You have the best thoughts when you're not stimulated.
Like, yes. You're most creative when you're not stimulated.
Yeah.
And that also comes with deep commitment.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard. It is so hard. Like, even when I go for my run, I'm like trying not to be texting on my phone, which I was today, actually. I was texting you when I was on my run. But, like, it really is. It's hard to create that separation of time where you are just sitting with what is and allowing whatever is showing up to be okay.
Yeah.
One of my favorite sayings is peace with what is.
I love that.
Yeah. So just like having peace with whatever is coming up for you in those moments of quiet, and make it enjoyable. You know, like if you are like feeling turbulent and you don't know where this turbulent emotion is coming from, go drive to the ocean, sit by the ocean. Don't bring your phone when you get out of the car. Like, just go sit. Just leave it. Go sit. And see what comes up.
Yeah. No, I love that. And, like, the key here is, like, we have to do it from this place of self-love, like you were saying before. Because I feel like the mode that I get into is, like, hating myself into trying to do that. And it's just, like, that's not going to work. No. How many times do you have to do that to realize that's not going to work? That's not going to be sustainable. It has to come from, oh, my gosh, I love myself, so I'm going to give myself this time without the stimulation, because I know that's what I need. I need this walk right now without my phone. I need to sit on the beach right now without my phone. Like, the phone, man, I'm like constantly on a battle of like, should I just delete everything? And then I'm like, this is literally my job.
It's like, no, everyone needs you.
Like, I know. And I'm like, ah, but yeah. But that's why I hope to like in 2024, like start posting on YouTube way more and focus on podcasting and YouTube to eventually grow those platforms. So maybe I can even like get off Instagram and get off TikTok eventually, or just have somebody run it for me. Mm-hmm. Because
long form, it's a more like meditative form of posting.
And also, if I for example am writing a song and on the piano, I know that I cannot touch my phone, because as soon as I touch my phone, all the ideas disappear, and I just have to be like, don't pick it up, don't pick it up, don't pick it up. Even if I get a text, even if I get a call, I'm like, I have to stay in this flow.
Yeah.
Or else all my ideas will go away. Mm-hmm. And it is in that the stimulation gets so noisy that you can't hear your own heart. Like, you can't hear your own thoughts. You can't hear what you truly want and believe. So I think that is so amazing. So creating that sacred space, I love the actionable steps, and creating that ritual, maybe having a timer, committing mm-hmm. to it even when you don't want to, realizing that you need to do it for your future self, because your future self is going to feel fucking amazing once you do it, and you'll also feel good once you get into it. You just have to get past that little blockage that is between you and whatever you're alchemizing, and then releasing the stimulation and giving yourself time away from the stimulation. I think those are the actual steps to truly channeling, tapping into your creativity so that you can alchemize these big feelings. Perfect. Totally. Boom. That was just like a boom moment. I'm like, that is amazing. That's what everyone needs to hear.
Yeah.
That's what I needed to hear.
I love podcasting being someone who podcasts, because I'm like, I'm really just giving, like, I'm just talking about what advice I'm giving myself. Like,
yeah, totally.
Like, anything we speak about,
it's
like
a mirror.
Yeah. It's like, this is just what we've had to like repeat over and over to ourselves. Yes. Like, we're all the same.
Oh, I'm sure everyone's like fallen in love with you and just like your warmth and your energy. Where can they find you? Where can they listen to you? When will the book come out?
The book is coming out in January.
Oh, so give us the tea. Where can we find you, your podcast, the book? Give it to us, Sion. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you everyone for listening. My Instagram is at Sion Camille with one L. Same as TikTok.
It'll be below too. Yeah. Everything linked below.
Amazing. And then my podcast is called Apricity. It's on all the streaming platforms.
It's so good. If you want to literally listen to like poetry and tea, like, and listen to the most beautiful voice ever, just like telling you sweet nothings of intention and realization, it's the podcast for you. I'm dead serious. I always feel so peaceful. I'm like, yes. It just feels like a yes in my body, your podcast.
The feeling is so mutual.
And there's not many people who have a podcast like yours. It's very unique.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And the book? Everything. And the it's going to be linked below.
The book is called Talking with My Angels in the Bathtub, which I was so excited to tell you the name.
Oh my God. No, that's so good. Wait, that's actually so good. I don't even have words. That just made me emotional. Talking with My Angels in the Bathtub. Wow. Wow, okay. I literally love you.
Oh, I
thank
love you
so
too.
Much for thank coming on.
Thank you so much.
What is the last piece of Sion wisdom that you would like to leave us with today?
Oh, okay. Let love be a guiding force to everything you do.
Oh, thank you.
Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinnydipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinnydipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/skinnydipping.